Hey, now, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and I'm going to tell you that you need to tell everybody to go to LynnMillionaire.com, WVON.com, or follow at LynnMillionaire, because today's subject matter is game changing. Today's subject matter takes you out of what you think is your environment. It takes you out of what you believe. It takes you out of what you see, and it moves you to where you can be, because every last one of us is dealing with something. Every last one of us has had a trial or a tribulation that could have, should have, and can hold us back. But I'm here to tell you today that you are not your environment. You are not your past. You are not your circumstances, and you are not your family, their mistakes. You are not the generational curse. You aren't any of that. You are what you believe. You are what you see. You are what you think. And so as I get into today's topic, which is a continuation of another topic, I have to share this simple statement. As a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinks, that is what he becomes. Whatever you think, whatever you believe, is what manifests in your life. If you believe everyone is sneaky and out to get you, that's exactly what they will do, because that's how you will behave. You will put up barriers. You will put up roadblocks. And even if you don't say anything, your energy will be read, and it will make manifest whatever it is that you think. I tell people all the time, people can lie, but energy cannot. Let me repeat, people can lie, but energy cannot. So even if you have mastered the art of silence and not responding to things, I'm going to tell you, check your energy, because people who are trying to get to the next level, people who have committed to help, to heal, to love, to grow, and to change, can read your energy. I can walk into a room at any given time, and there can be hundreds of people, there can be thousands of people, and I can always read negative energy. I can always read off energy. I can always see the one person or the one situation or the one thing that's happening in the corner of the room, the back of the room, or somewhere down in the middle that's trying to hide, and I can always sniff it out. So I always say, and I remember growing up thinking I was pretty smart, and I remember growing up thinking because I was smart that I could outsmart everybody and I could get them to believe whatever I wanted. You know, we've all been young, dumb, and crazy at some point in our lives, and I am no exception. Some of us, unfortunately, still are. But one thing I learned is you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool some of the people all the time, and you certainly cannot fool everybody all the time. And some people you cannot fool at all. So I'm going to challenge you to check your thinking. And this simple statement or what's leading this discussion today, as a man thinks, so is he. So I'm going to continue with the top 10 signs of a poor mindset. The top 10 signs of a poor mindset. I started with them on another program, and I'm going to continue. The number one sign that you have a poor mindset, because, yes, we're getting all the rules. Yes, we're learning the 10, 10, 30, 50. I'm doing another Lynn Richardson Live this week. Yes, we are going to talk about how to get everything to the next level, minimize our taxes, hire our children, start our home-based businesses, invest in real estate, build our insurance, retirement, and estate plans, learn how to create our own pensions. Yes, we're doing all that practical, tactical stuff. But if you don't change your mind, if you don't understand some of the triggers, then you might get stuck in one step and not understand why you aren't growing. I remember for years and years and years and years, I was thinking to myself, okay, I've got it all. I've got the degree. I've got the knowledge. I've got the contacts. I have access, but I'm still stuck here. What's the problem? I was the problem. I had to be aware of the triggers and the things that were keeping me back, and I want that for you as well. So here are some of the top signs of a poor mindset, and some of these will shock you, because you may think, hey, I'm upwardly mobile. I am listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I go to events. I go to seminars. I want to do better. I don't want to be in this situation. But it could be something that you're thinking or doing that stops you every time. And as I said, the Bible says, he who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. He who is unfaithful with little will be unfaithful with much. Who can be trusted with true riches, which is peace, harmony, joy, and true wealth and prosperity, if he can't handle unrighteous money? And that leads me to believe that we all have a test to pass. We have a test to pass. And until we pass the test, until we pass the financial test, until we pass the relationship test, until we pass the energy test, until we pass the people skills test, then we cannot go to the next grade. So some of us are stuck in financial kindergarten. Some of us are stuck in emotional preschool. Some of us are stuck in mental, even the school before that. And in order to get to the next grade, to middle school, high school, and then on to graduate and postdoctoral levels in your growth, then you've got to pass the test. So the number one sign of a poor mindset is caring what other people think about you. I talked about that. I'm not going to expand upon it. Number two is blaming everybody else for your problems. Every time something goes on, you have a finger to point at everybody else, but there are four fingers pointing back at you. I know we've all been guilty of it. I look at even my company, and I sometimes get frustrated because the people in the company don't follow the rules. I will set up systems and protocols, but then I'm pointing the finger, but there are four fingers pointing back at me, or at least three fingers pointing back at me. And when I look back at myself, I have to ask two questions. Did I train properly, and did I train the right people? Because if I have the wrong people in the right position, then nothing is ever going to flourish. And so every now and then I have to go through some changes and really figure out strategically, what are people good at? What is their capacity? What can they do? And I've had to do some shifting around. And once the shifting was done, everything ran smoothly. So even though people were not following the instructions, the truth is I had to look at myself and figure out, where did I need to grow in order to get where I was trying to go with the business? Number three, seeing the negative side of everything. Every time something happens, you only see the negative side. That's a sign of a poor mindset. Number four, whenever you respond to something unfamiliar, you respond with a statement rather than a question. For example, somebody says, we're going to get rich. You say, I can't get rich, instead of saying, how are we going to get rich? I say to you, we're going to change your financial situation. You say, I'm going to always be broke, instead of, how can I be unbroke? And number five, the number five sign of a poor mindset is engaging everybody's energy. Every time somebody says something, you have something to say back. And number six, which I'm going to focus on today, is working for money instead of purpose. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we are talking about the top 10 signs of a poor mindset. And I am on number six, working for money instead of purpose, working solely for money instead of purpose. So let me, I'm going to break this down and I'm going to spend some time on this because I know everybody's like, wait a minute, aren't we supposed to work for money? Absolutely. You're supposed to get a check at some point. You're supposed to have the finances that you need in order to take care of yourself. You know, super overly spiritual religious folk, and I call them church people, they always talk about the love of money is the root of all evil. And they take out love and they say money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. It's what you do for money that could become the root of all evil. It's being willing to compromise your integrity, to compromise your character, to do things that are immoral, illegal, and or unethical for money. That's the problem. And it's the love of it that will drive that. But money itself is not evil. Money is not a problem. As a matter of fact, money might not be that important to you, but it's like oxygen. You got to have it. That's what Zig Ziglar said. It is a necessity for everybody who wants to go out here and save the world. I understand you want to be on a mission. I understand you want to do a nonprofit. I understand you want to help people. You want to feed the homeless. You want to clothe the clothless. You want to educate the uneducated. You want to empower the disenfranchised. You want to do all that. But let me tell you what you're going to need. You need some money. If you want to give resources to someone in a country or a whole country that's experienced a natural disaster, you need money. If you want to go help the women who are suffering and hiding and trying to recover from domestic violence or cancer or drug addiction or anything, you guess what? You're going to need some money. So money is a necessity. And yes, we need the resources in order to make it happen. But I repeat, you are probably suffering from a poor mindset if every single thing you do has to be attached to a dollar. I'm going to take some calls, 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. We have a caller on the line right now. Do you have a question for me? Okay, so we don't have a caller on the line right now. All right, I need everybody to get the cues together because I'm thinking Mama T is waiting for me. Mama T, if you are out there waiting for me, call back and I will answer your question. So what do I mean by that? I shared that when I first started working for several celebrities, I didn't earn a check at first. And then you might be thinking, well, I could afford to do so. No, I couldn't afford to do so. As a matter of fact, when I made the decision to go into the entertainment industry to help celebrities and VIPs and high-profile people get their money straight, I didn't have any. I thought I had some. I had worked in my corporate position. I became very successful. I amassed a significant retirement account, and I stepped out on faith, and I said, I'm going to jump out here and do it. I had a plan. I had a strategy. I had people on my team, but what I did not have is the foresight to see that the economy was simply going to crash. And I lost everything. I lost it all, except my mind. I lost it all. And I have to tell you, it was when I had nothing that I learned how to get everything. It was when I had no money that I learned the value of it, the real true value of it. I went and I got food stamps, and I said, as long as I can eat and there's a roof over my head, I applied for a modification for my home that was in Illinois. I've applied over and over again. I talked to the mortgage people every day, every other day. I got my spiral notebook. I took notes. I asked questions. I had a high level of stewardship over the issue that was before me. I did not run. I did not hide. I did not try to. I wasn't ashamed. When NACA came to the city and said, we're going to help people get out of foreclosure, I got in line with 3,000 other people. I didn't care who saw me. I did what I had to do, and I started to work for other people who I knew had hundreds of millions of dollars, and I did that for no money because I wanted to show that I had the ability to bring what I said I was going to bring to the table and that I could weather the storm. I wanted to show, number one, that I had the resources, that I had the tenacity, and that I had the wherewithal to start something that I believed in and stick with it no matter what. Because everybody that I worked for, when they started, they didn't have $100 million. Let me tell you what they had. They had heart. They had passion. They had a vision. Russell Simmons went and took those tapes or whatever he had to every DJ on the East Coast. And eventually there was a breakthrough, and I wanted to be able to do the same. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Our topic today is the top 10 signs of a poor mindset. And these are the things that will keep you stuck, stagnant, confused, destitute, depressed, and in the same position. I talk about running on the treadmill. Yes, you are exerting a lot of energy. You might be sweating, but you are not going anywhere. You're standing in the same space. And so many of us are standing in the same spot financially, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And in order to get out of the same spot, in order to shift into a new space, a new atmosphere, a new environment, and a new dimension, it requires that it's required that we take a look at what's happening in our minds. I'm taking calls at 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. And I think I have Beatrice on the line. Beatrice, are you here with me? Okay, so I've got a bunch of drive-by callers. You call the phone, and then you tell the people you want to talk, and then I guess we don't get on the phone quick enough, so you leave. So Beatrice, Karen, or whomever has called, if you want to talk to me, Mama T, call back, and I'll be more than happy to take your question or hear what it is you have to say about this topic. So working for money, only money, solely money, is a sign of a poor mindset. Let me explain to you what I mean further by this, because it's really important for us to get this, because if you don't get this, you won't get to the next level. When I started working for many of the people who are known globally across the planet, I did not necessarily have it in my mind that I would be paid millions of dollars right away. I knew that eventually I could get there, but what I wanted to do more so than anything was to prove that I could be indispensable. I wanted to show that I had something to bring to the table that they, A, had never had prior to meeting me, and B, that once they saw me deliver it, that they would be unable to do without. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that I think I'm the only one who can do it, because if you get too cocky, guess what? You will come down faster than you can even believe. But I wanted to make myself indispensable. I wanted to do something so well that they would depend upon me and trust me to deliver. And that's exactly what I did. And I didn't have a paycheck attached to that because I was so passionate at the time, and I still am. And particularly at that time, the foreclosure crisis was erupting, and I wanted to help people get out of foreclosure. So we started the Get Your House Right initiative. And when the stock market crashed, the mortgage and real estate industry crashed along with it. And so our sponsors could not sponsor us, but I kept working on the program. I kept on going. I kept on coming. Like that song, Jesus Will Work It Out. And at the end, she starts to say, and I kept on coming, and I kept on believing, and I kept on singing, and I kept on praying. Well, that's what I did. And eventually, we had a breakthrough, and that breakthrough led me to be where I am today. Now, I said something earlier about caring what people think about you being another sign of a poor mindset. If I cared what people thought about me, I wouldn't be on the air with you right now. If I cared what people thought about me, I certainly would not have taken the first step. Because let me tell you what some people told me. Oh, he's got all this money. He should do this. when I got the invitation to speak at my first event. Remember, I said I saw myself being on the stage with them and that I was the Black Susie Orman. That's what I believed about myself. When I got my first invitation to come and speak, I got an invitation. I had to get myself there. I had to get my clothes for the red carpet. So I gathered my own village, the people around me who supported me. Miss Holder got my ticket. She gave me a card. I got my clothes. I got my family. And the people who did not believe in the mission, I got rid of. Let me tell you again. I got the people on my side who were a part of my village of wealth and prosperity and growth. And everybody else, I got rid of. So when you are trying to get to the next level, do not let money be your barrier. If money is going to stop you, don't you know you're not going to get anywhere? If money is the only is the thing that will stop you dead in your tracks, if you have an opportunity to work with a company, if you have an opportunity to expand your brand, if you have an opportunity to help someone else, and if money is going to stop you, wow, that's such a small thing. Because let me tell you something, if money is going to stop you, then money is the only thing that needs to enter the equation to keep you from getting to the next level. If money is going to stop you, if money is going to always be the thing, if you say, well, if I don't have any money, I can't do it. If I don't have any money, I'm not going. If they don't give me any money, I'm not doing anything else. Then I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to spin around. You're going to spin around and you're never going to get anywhere. I'm telling you, I witness it. I see it. I believe it. I see people who operate that way. And quite frankly, I feel sorry for them. Now, that doesn't mean that you give everybody your talent, time, energy, and skill. It certainly doesn't mean that you go out every single day and you do nothing. When I started working for celebrities and entertainers and I put my programs together, I knew that my programs would eventually come to fruition. And then I went and I spoke at events and I sold my books to get money. I went and I taught classes to get money. I did whatever I had to do to sustain myself until my dream came to fruition. You've got to know what your calling is, and you've got to know who you've been called to help. That's a part of it as well. So we have been talking about the top 10 signs of a poor mindset, and you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm taking calls at 312-374-8130. If you called, and I know sometimes you call, I'm seeing messages that you called and you got so involved that you hung up so you could actually write. And I appreciate that. And tell everybody to listen to or to follow us at www.lynnmillionaire.com. I'm doing another Lynn Richardson Live. I'm always doing Lynn Richardson Live, so you can go to my website at lynnrichardson.com to find out about the next Lynn Richardson Live, where I'm giving live training and interaction and giving you an opportunity to ask your questions so that I can answer them so you can implement what you are trying to learn. So let's repeat this list. I love teaching, and good teachers repeat themselves. And I don't like to repeat myself with instructions, but I certainly will repeat myself when it comes to giving you what you need. The top 10 signs of a poor mindset are: one, caring about what other people think about you. Number two, blaming everyone else for your problems. Number three, seeing the negative side of every issue that comes your way. And I'm going to tell you, this one is hard, because something could come your way and you know it's bad, but I want you to try to practice and think about, how can I respond to this in a different way? What's the good I can see in this? I'm going to give you an example. Okay, so I help a lot of people, and I help them in a major way that impacts their lives in a major way. And I could tell them, listen, I need you to do this. I could be clear. They could be clear. Everybody's on the same page. We all know what to do. Everybody has agreed. And then 20 minutes later, the person that I just talked to and just told and said, don't do this, actually went and did the thing. So, of course, there's one side of me that will just erupt and just go crazy and get mad and just, you know, really kind of go ballistic. But I realized that that kept happening. It kept happening. I kept being encountered with people who did the opposite of what they knew to do. So what I chose to do is I chose to look at it from a different perspective. And the different perspective is, I'm here to help. And if nobody needs help, then I'm not needed. Let me repeat. I am here to help. And if nobody needs help, then guess what? I'm not needed. So I looked at it from a different perspective, and looked at, okay, I've got to teach this another way, or this person has another problem that I did not realize or anticipate, and so let's figure out how we can grow. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we have been talking about the top 10 signs of a poor mindset because we want to identify the things that could be holding us back. It's just as simple as that. If you are trying to get to the next level and you keep spinning around and finding yourself in the same situation financially, you know, I tell a story all the time. I say, have you ever prayed that God would get you out of a mess? And you promised when you were in that mess, you said, I will never get back in this again. And you pray and you pray and you pray, and eventually something happens and you get out of the mess. And then at some point when you are out of it and you think you're free and clear and you start getting happy again, and you start getting comfortable again, and you start settling back into your own ways, guess what? You end up right back in the same situation. And you say to yourself, how did I get here? I can't tell you the number of times that happened to me. I would be in a money situation. I think, oh my God, how am I going to get out of this? I'd get out of it. I'd say, this will never happen again. And guess what? I'd be right back there or worse. That's because of a poor mindset. That's because of a psychology of self-destruction. It's because of low self-esteem. It's because of pride. It's because of shame. It's because of anger. It's because of unforgiveness. Whatever it is, there's something that's holding you back. One of my absolute favorite quotes is this, and this is related to the number six reason, or this number six sign of a poor mindset, and that's working solely for money. And I felt like I needed to spend a lot of time on this because we've got to figure out how to discern between when to work for purpose and when to work for money. That takes attention. It takes time. It takes maturity. It takes introspection. It takes reflection. It takes honesty. You have to be honest with your dealings in order to be able to be in a position where you will be dealt with honestly. And this is one of my absolute favorite quotes from one of my absolute favorite people on the planet and from the president that we will always keep ourselves attached to, Barack Obama. And it says this: focusing your life solely on making a buck shows a certain poverty of ambition. It asks too little of yourself, because it's only when you hitch your wagon to something larger than yourself that you realize your true potential. Let me repeat. Focusing your life solely on a buck, solely on making a buck, shows a certain poverty of ambition. What is a poverty of ambition? It means that if money is your only motivation, then your ambition is poor. Let me repeat. If money is your only motivation, then your ambition is poor. Your ambition is weak, and your ambition has no depth. Let me explain to you how this manifested in my life. As I've shared with you in my book, The Symphony, A Guide to Creating and Balancing Multiple Streams of Income, there was a time in my life when I had a whole bunch of jobs. You could come to my house on a Saturday and you could get an extreme makeover way before the television program came out. I could do your hair. I could do your nails. They might be a little lumpy because I didn't finish the class. I could write you an insurance policy. I could help you get a resume. I could help anybody get a job. If you needed a job, come to my house. I'm going to fix up your resume. I'm going to tell you what to say. And that's back when we had to apply for jobs through the newspaper. You'd see, go to the classified ads. You send in what they told you. Now, applying for a job is a job. That's a whole nother story. But you could do all those things. And guess what? I was broke as a joke. Because I was doing those things because I thought I could make quick money. I was doing nails because I saw everybody getting their nails done. I was doing hair because I figured if you were at my house and I was doing your nails, I could do your hair too and make that money. And then I was doing insurance because I thought I could do that. I was doing all these things for money. My ambition was lacking depth. My ambition for money lacked purpose. My ambition to get money lacked the thing that I needed to go to the next level, and that was an unmitigated, unrelenting, relentless, persistent, and consistent passion to help people become free. That is what I wanted to do. It's what I've always wanted to do. But I forgot that part about who I was. So focusing your life solely on making a buck shows a certain poverty of ambition. It asks too little of yourself. There's more to you. There's something in you that only you can do. There's something in you that the world is waiting for. Like I said to everybody who needs to write a book, you have an experience that only you can convey to somebody who needs to hear it for healing. You have an experience that only you can convey to somebody who needs to hear it for healing. That's why I wrote Living Check to Monday. It sounded crazy, and people were laughing like, Check to Monday? Wow, that's really bad. But guess what? There were a whole lot of people living Check to Monday, and my experience is what needed to be conveyed to help them get out of that. Because it's only when you hitch your wagon to something larger than yourself that you realize your true potential. I'm going to say, what is your true potential? If you want to get out of a poverty mindset, then you have to understand your true potential. But more important than that, you must believe it. You must believe what you see for yourself. And then you must do whatever it takes by any legal, ethical, moral, loving, and truthful means necessary to get to the next level. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire. Go to my website now, LynnRichardson.com. Register for the next Lynn Richardson Live. Don't forget to tune in to WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And if you can't hear us on the air, go to LynnMillionaire.com and click Listen Live. I love you. It's been a great Millionaires Roundtable, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.